Shlishi. And Moshe continues speaking about the agricultural riches of Eretz Yisrael and its flourishing livestock. Yarkiveyu al bomasei oretz. Hashem will have Klal Yisrael ride on the heights of the land, referring to Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, which is higher than all lands. Eretz Yisrael gavaya mikol ha'arotzos. That is why Eretz Yisrael is called bomasei oretz, the heights of the land. So Klal Yisrael will ride on the heights of the land, v'yoychal, and they will eat tnuvois sadai, ripe fruits of the field, meaning the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that will ripen quicker than the fruits of any other land. Vayenikeu dvash mesela, and they will suckle honey from a rock. The rock referring to dried cut figs, which are hard like a rock, and even these hard figs will bring forth honey. Vishemen, and the land of Eretz Yisrael will bring forth oil, mechal mesur, from the hardness of a rock. The rocky land of Eretz Yisrael will bring forth an abundance of oil, referring to the city of Gush Chalav in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, where over there was an abundance of oil. And then in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, there will be an abundance of chemas bokor, cream from the milk of cattle, vachalev soin, and an abundance of milk from sheep. And then in the time of the Aseres HaShvatim, there will be an abundance im chelev karim of fat from fattened sheep, ve'elim b'nei Bashan and rams from Bashan which are fat, ve'atudim and male goats. And in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, there will be an abundance of flour and wheat, im chelev kilyos chita. Chita, the wheat will be as fat as chelev kilyos, the fat of kidneys. And in the time of the Aseres HaShvatim, there will be an abundance of wine, v'dam enov, and the blood of grapes, referring to wine, tishte chomer, you will drink with delicious flavor. And all this good fortune will bring you to rebel, vayishman yeshurun, and yeshurun will become fat, yeshurun referring to Klal Yisrael, who are yashar, straight and upright, and even the upright will become fat, vayivot, and they will kick. Shomanta, you have become fat. Avisa, you have become thick. Kosisa, you have become covered with your fat. Vayitosh eloika osohu. And Klal Yisrael will desert the God that made them. Vayinabel, and they will degrade Tsur Yeshu Osoi, the rock of their delivery. As Rashi explains, Klal Yisrael will turn their backs to the Beis HaMikdash and excrete their waste in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And there was no greater nivel than that. Yakni'uhu bizarim, they will anger Hashem with strange gods, bisoyevois, with averis that are called tayeva and abomination, yachisuhu, will they anger Hashem. They will do averis like mishkav zachar, homosexuality, and kishuv, witchcraft, which the Torah calls them tayeva and abomination. Yizbichu lashedim, they will shecht to demons, loy eloiha, which do not have any power, Elohim lo yidoum, to gods they do not know, chadoshim, nu avodazaris, mikorev ba'u, that recently arrived, so that when the goyim see these avodazaris, they will say, this is a Jewish avodazar. Lo sa'orum avoseichem, and Rashi says, tupshatim in lo sa'orum. Either it means, lo sa'orum avoseichem, your ancestors did not fear such an avodazar. And the word sa'orum comes from the word sa'ar, hair. And just like when a person is afraid, his hair stands up. The Pasuk is saying, Loisa'orum avoseichem, your ancestors did not fear such an avodah zarah. Your ancestors' hair did not stand up from such an avodah zarah. And Rashi's second shot is, the word sa'orum comes from the word se'irim, which means shadim. Loisa'orum avoseichem, your ancestors did not worship such se'irim, such shadim. Sur, the rock, meaning Hashem, Yelodcha, who gave birth to you, Teshi, you forgot. Batishkach, and you forgot, Kael mecholelecho, Hashem, who brought you forth from the womb. The Dubna Magid says a beautiful mashal on this pasuk. He says, a person went crying to his friend that he owed someone money, and the lender was constantly harassing him to pay back. His friend advised him that when the lender comes to collect, he should act like a lunatic by shrieking and dancing wildly and doing all sorts of crazy things in order to scare him away. Sure enough, the day came when this friend, who gave him the advice, lent him money. When he came around to collect, the borrower started doing the silly act that his friend taught him. Seeing this, his friend said to him, "You fool, I taught you this trick. Don't use it on me." The Dumna Magid says that Hashem gave us the wonderful gift of shikha, the ability to forget. Without it, we would not be able to go on in life after a fight or after the death of a loved one. We would not do 1,000 things that we need to do because of one bad experience that happened many years earlier. Forgetting things over time helps us heal our many wounds. So what do we do with this wonderful gift? We use it against Hashem, We use it to forget Hashem and to forget His mitzvahs. That is the pshat in the pasuk. Tzur yiladcha teshi. Hashem taught you how to forget. And what did you do with this ability to forget? Vatishkach kel mechal alecha. You used it against Hashem to forget your creator Hashem and to forget His mitzvahs. Zok Rashi pasuk yud gimel. Yakiveyu albomase oretz. Kol hamikra kitargumai. The whole pasuk should be explained according to Targum. And if you look in Targum, you will see that Targum explains the pasuk totally differently than Rashi. So what does Rashi mean, kol hamikra kitargumai? The Mefarshim explain that Rashi means that we should explain like Targum in the sense that Targum explains the pasuk that it is referring to the Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So too, Rashi learns the pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. However, the details of how to explain the pasuk, Rashi has his own pshat, and Targum has his own pshat. And that's why Rashi at the end of Pasuk Yudalot says, Ve'oy yesh lefarish shnei mikrois halolu achar Targum shel unkelis. You can also explain these two psukim the way Targum explains. So we see Rashi is learning differently than Targum. He is only saying ka mikra kitargumai in the sense that the pasuk is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi yarkiveyu, he caused them to ride al bomasei oretz on the heights of the land. Al shem she Eretz Yisrael gavaya mikol ha'aratzois. Eretz Yisrael is called the heights of the land because it is higher than all other lands. Like Rashi says in Parashas Devarim, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Hei, in Parashas Vayigash, Perik Mem Hei, Pasuk Tes, and in Parashas Kisisa, Perik Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. V'yoychal tenuvai sodai, and they will eat the ripe fruit of the field. Elu Peretz Eretz Yisrael, this is referring to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Shekalim lonov ulispashel, that are quick to ripen, mikol peretz ha'arotzois, from all other fruit from other lands. V'yenikeu dvash misela, and he gave them to suck honey from a rock. Maisa be'echad, there was a story with one person, Sha'amar Levnai, who said to his son, Besichni, in a city in Eretz Yisrael called Sichni, Haveli ksias min achavis, bring me cut figs from the barrel. Holach, the son went, Umota hadvash tzafal pia, and he found that honey was floating on top of the barrel. Amaloi, the son said to the father, Zushel dvashi, this is honey, not cut figs. Amaloi, the father said to the son, Hashke yodcha l'teicha, sink your hand into the barrel. The atomalik sias mitoicha, and you will bring up cut figs from inside. So we see from the hard cut figs, he was able to bring forth honey. V'shemen and oil mechal mishsor from the hardness of a rock. Elu zesim shel gush chalav, this is referring to the olives from the northern city in Eretz Yisrael called Gush Chalav. Boma se oretz, loshen goiva, this is an expression of height, the heights of the land. Sodoi, loshen sode, it's an expression of a field, the ripe fruits of the field. Chal mishsor, Tokfoy v'chosko shel sela, the hardness of the rock. Kishe'ein o'dovuk l'teva shel ha'achrov, when the word chalmish is not attached to the word afterwards. Nokud chalomish, it is vowelized with a kametz under the lamed chalomish. U'kishu dovuk, when it is attached to the next word. Nokud chalmish, it is vowelized chalmish. So since over here it is attached to the word tzur, chalmish tzur, therefore it is vowelized chalmish and not chalomish. Zakrashi chemas bokor, cream of the milk of cattle, v'chalev tzoin, and milk of sheep. Zehoyo bimei shloimoi, this was in the time of Shloima HaMelech. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Shloimoi's household consumed daily asara bokor briyim, 10 fattened cattle, v'esrim bokor re'i, and 20 cattle left to graze, umei tzoin, and 100 sheep. Im chelev karim, with fat from fattened sheep. Zehoyo bimei aseres hashvatim, this was in the time of the aseres hashvatim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Amos, Va'ichlim korim mitzoin, and they ate the fattened sheep. Chelev kilyos chita, wheat that was fat, like the fat of kidneys. Zehoya bimei shloimoi, this was in the time of Shloima HaMelech. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayihi lechem shloimoi, and one day's bread for shloimoi was 30 kor of sifted flour and 60 kor of unsifted flour. Medam einov tishta chomer, and the blood of grapes you will drink with a delicious flavor. Bimei aseres hashvatim, this was in the days of the Ten Shvatim, like the Pasuk says in Amos, Hashoisim b'mizrake yayin, the ones who drink wine out of bowls. And now Rashi explains the translation of the words of the Pasuk. Chemas bokor hu shuman haniklat me'agabi ha'cholov, that is the cream that is taken off the milk. Like Rashi says in Parashas Vayera, Perik yurches Pasuk ches, on the words Vayikach chemo v'cholov. V'chalev tzoin, and milk of sheep. Cholov shel tzoin, this means the milk of sheep. Ukishehu davok, when it is attached to the next word, nokud chalev instead of cholov. And since over here it is attached to the word tzoin, that's why it says chalev tzoin and not cholov tzoin. K'moy, just like the pasuk, lo sevash el gadi b'chalev imoy. It does not say cholov imoy, but rather chalev imoy, because there too the word chalev is attached to the next word imoy. Chalev imoy. Karim kvasim, fat and cheap. The elim and rams kimashmoy, the way it sounds, it means rams. Bnei Boshan, from Boshan, shmeinu hayu, because they are fat. Kilyos chita, chitim shmeinim. You will have fat kernels of wheat, kichelev kloyos, that are as fat as the fat from kidneys, the gasim kikulya, and thick like kidneys. Vidam enov, and the blood of grapes. Tia shoyse yayin toiv, you will drink good wine, v'toyim yayin choshov, and also taste fine wine. Zokrashi, chamar is yayin b'loshan arami. When it says chamar, that means wine in Aramaic. However, our pasuk does not say chamar, but rather chomer. Chomer ain't zeshem davar. Chomer does not mean the noun of wine. Ela loshan mishubach betam, but rather it means with a delicious flavor. Tishte chomer, you will drink the wine with a delicious flavor. Va'oyesh lefarish ne mikroyes halolo achar targum shel uklis. And you can also explain these two psukim with the explanation of targum. Like targum says, ashrinun al tokve aro. He explains the words Yakiveu al bomase oretz to mean that he settled Klal Yisrael in the strongholds of the land. So we see from here that Rashi does not learn like Targum, although he starts off saying Kol HaMikra Kitargumai, that only means in the sense that the pasuk is referring to Eretz Yisrael. However, Rashi's pshat and Targum's pshat do differ. Zok Rashi Ovisa, you became thick. Lashon Oivi, it's an expression of thickness. Kosisa, you became covered with fat. Kimoi Kisisa with a samach. Just like kisisa with a samach means you became covered, so too kosisa with a sin. Loshin, it's the same loshin as kikisa ponov bechelboy, he covered his face with fat. So we see that kisa with a samach means covered, so too kosisa with a sin. Ke'odom, like a person, sheshomein mibifnim, who is fat on the inside, ukisolov nechpolim mibachutz, and his flanks, which means the fat around his stomach, folds over on the outside. So kosisa means he is covered with fat. And so does the pasuk say, "Vayas pima ale kosel," and the fat of his flanks created mouth-like creases. Zok Rashi kosiso, yesh loshin kal b'loshin kisui. The word kisui, to cover, can be in the loshin kal, which means that there is no dogesh in the sin. Kimoi, just like the koise koloin, one whose disgrace is covered, orum is clever. So over there, the word v'koisei is in the kal because there is no dogesh in the samach. Im kosav kosisa dogosh, if kosisa would have been in the kaved, with a dogesh in the sin, hoyanishma, it would mean kisisa es acherim, you covered others. Kimoi kikisa ponov, just like the word kisa in the pasuk, kikisa ponov, because he covered his face. Over there, in the word kisa, the samach has a dogesh, it is in the kaved, and it means to cover something else. He covered his face. However, over here where kosisa is without a dogish in the kal, it does not mean to cover something else, but rather kosisa, you became covered. You yourself became covered. Zok Rashi vayenabel, and they degraded Sur Yeshuasai, the rock of their delivery. Goneu vizeu, they degraded Hashem and were mevazehim. K'ma shenema, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, achareihem eleichal Hashem, their backs were to the Beis Hamikdash, which means that they excreted their waste in front of the Heichel. A nibul gadol mizeh, there was no greater nibul than this. Yak ni'uhu, hiv'iru chamosai v'kinosai, they burnt Hashem's anger. B'say evois, b'ma'asim tu'uvim, with acts of abomination, kigoy mishkav zachar, like mishkav zachar, homosexuality, ukshafim, and witchcraft, shenem abahem toyeva, which the pasuk calls toyeva. And they shechted to shedim loya loyha, kitagumai, like Targum says, the less behind tzorech, that do not have any power. Ilu hayo behem tzorech. If these gods would have had power, lo hoysa kina kfula k'mayachshav, the anger would not have been so intense and double like it is now. But to go worship something that does not have any power at all makes Hashem even angrier. Chadoshim mikorev ba'u, new type of gods. Afilu ha'umais lo hayo regilim behem. Even the goyim were not used to such gods. Nachri shahir royoisam, a goy that would see these gods, hayo oimer would say, Ze tselem Yehudi. This is a Jewish avodah zarah. Lo sa'aru ma'aseichem, lo yoru mehem. Your ancestors did not fear these avodah zarahs. Lo amdo sa'arosu mipneihem. Their hearers did not stand up from these avodah zarahs. Because derech sa'oreis ha'odam lamoid machmas yiro. It is the nature of the hearer of a person to stand up when someone is afraid. Kach nidrash b'sefri. So is expounded upon in the sefri. Yesh lefarish oid, and we can also explain the word sa'arim. Lashon, it is like the pasuk u'se'irim yiraktu sham, and se'irim shadim danced over there. Se'irim heim shadim, se'irim are shadim. And the pasuk means le'osu aviseichem se'irim halalu. Your ancestors did not worship these shadim. Zokrashi teshi, shachachto, you forgot. The God that gave birth to you, you forgot. Rabbeinu darshu, and our rabbanim explained the word teshi, kishebo lehetiv lachem, when Hashem comes to do good to you, atem achisim lefonov, you cause anger to come before him, umatishim koichoi, and you weaken his strength, milehetiv lachem, from doing good to you. Sur yeladcha, the rock that gave birth to you, teshi, you weaken him from doing good to you. Vatishka keil mechalelecha, and you forgot the God that brought you forth, moitziyacha mirechem, who brought you forth from the womb. Loshen yecholel ayolois, mechalelecha is like the word yecholel in the pasuk yecholel ayolois, which means he causes the ayol to give birth. And also chil in the pasuk chil kayoleda, pains of labor like a woman giving birth. So to keil mechalelecha means Hashem, who took you out from the womb.